SEO health of a website is very critical. While it is a clean slate for a new website, but for an existing website, SEO audit comes into the picture to diagnose SEO health of the website. And we talk SEO audit, John Locke comes into the picture. So let's get started and welcome John on the show.
Welcome to Smart Web Creators. In this podcast, you will listen to creators creating amazing things on the web and sometimes just me talking useful web stuff. I'm your host, Davinder Sankanth. Let's get started.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing good. Just had my dinner, so I'm sure it's morning for you. So you had your breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, we won't do the audit of breakfast or dinner, so we'll do the SEO audit. But before we get into this topic, why don't you give a quick introduction about your online life?
Sure. So I came to the web. I was about 38. I was working in a Wonder Bread factory at that point, and I had been a part of the Baker's Union for about 19 years at that point. But I needed to make a change for several reasons. So I started studying web design, web development, and marketing. And a couple of years after that, I started building sites for friends. I had done a few sites in HTML and CSS, and I found WordPress around 2011, became a part of that community. And ever since 2012, I've been flying solo. This has been my full-time thing. And about 2 years ago, I started focusing more on SEO, and that's been pretty successful. And right now I've got a small handful of clients that I'm working with on a monthly basis, and I'm helping them build their empires through SEO and being their support as far as like web development and marketing advice and all that. So
yeah, because I remember seeing your website like a few years back. It was John Locke Design, and now it's John Locke SEO. I guess you rebranded because you were shifting your services, right?
Yeah, I basically wanted to make it crystal clear to both Google and to potential customers that that's what I was doing. And part of that is because Google initially put me in the bucket of web design and WordPress. So I had to shift out of that.
So you actually moved everything to the new domain and redirected the old domain to the new one?
Yeah, all the domains that I had pointing at the old domain Lockdown Design, they're now pointing at Lockdown SEO. So that's about a year and a half ago, 2 years maybe.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about SEO audit. Now, in plain words, SEO audit is about checking the website health with regard to the Google search rankings. Is that it, or there's more to it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to describe it. Basically, everybody wants to come up number one, right?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to come up on page, you know, five. They want to be found. I mean, they want that phone to ring so they can make money.
Yeah.
And what I do in my audits is basically try and figure out how do we get your site and your pages and your things that you're trying to rank for, the phrases that you're trying to rank for, how do we get you to rank for that? So mm-hmm. It's looking at the health, it's looking at outside factors, it's looking at what needs to be on the page to make you rank. I mean, but it's a kind of an equal combination of on page and off page factors.
Okay, now SEO audit, this word can be seen on a lot of agency websites, like a lot of small agencies or even medium-sized agencies are offering like free SEO audit report to build that inflow of leads to get people in their ecosystem and possibly do conversions into their paid services. I guess even you experimented with this free SEO audit thing which is obviously generated by an automated tool, and no human intervention is required because it's like few seconds, few minutes, and you're done and you send the report. But you stopped it altogether and went all manual with SEO audit. Why?
Yeah, great question. So, and honestly, I'm glad you asked that too. This is something that I'm kicking around doing too, is describing it as something different than an SEO audit, because that term has become so diluted.
Yep.
So a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll have on their site, put in your domain name, and then we'll send you a report. Yeah. And I did something like that. I had like an Upcity embed. They have a tool in there where it does a little two-page audit. It just basically looks at, you know, you type in a couple keywords and it'll spit back a two-page report with, here's your site speed, here's your backlinks, and it's you and like a couple other competitors. You know, here's how many Facebook followers they have, here's how many you have. And I know a lot of people do this a similar thing. They might use something like My Site Auditor. I think there's, you know, a half dozen different tools that you can get to do this, but basically it spits back a really short report, but it doesn't really tell anybody anything of what they need to do to improve. And if I think a lot of people get the impression that if they just do those things, you know, fix the site speed, get more, you know, Twitter followers or something, that it's all going to magically be fixed. And it's just not the case. The other reason why I went away from doing the free SEO audits is none of the leads that I ever got from it panned out into anything substantial. Mm-hmm. So I started offering like a manual SEO audit because, you know, there's automated tools that do that too. And a lot of people sell that as an audit. And I've had clients, you know, come up to me and say like, you know, hey, this local person said like our SEO is bad, and they showed me a report. And, you know, I've seen different ones. Some of them are like automated from Moz or SEMrush or different things. And it's looking at things that are completely inconsequential. And people draw the wrong conclusions from that. That's why I do the manual report. You know, also I've seen people jack up their sites by following the advice in these automated reports. So that's why I go in depth, just so that people have an actual battle plan, so that I have good leads, people that are willing to pay for an audit, value it. If people are just, you know, putting in, their domain to a free, tool, then mm-hmm. they're not really invested. So, you know, it's a twofold reason.
Okay, cool. So let's talk about the manual process of SEO audit, not the automated one. So a yep. client comes to you with an existing small business website. What are the first few steps do you do in your SEO audit process?
Great question. So what I have on my site is an intake form. Mm-hmm. I just had somebody email me yesterday. They wanted to audit, and I said, you know, go fill out this form. If they go and fill out the form, then I'll take that information and I do use Ahrefs to set up a project in there. That's usually step one. And the reason why I do that is I can look at them and their competitors and start generating a report of where they're ranking with keywords. So mm-hmm. I can see that part really quickly and get a volume for specific keywords, because maybe they're trying to rank for keywords that don't have a big volume. Maybe there's other keywords that would be more beneficial to them. But I can also look at their competitors' backlink profile, and I can start looking at things like content gap. I can start looking at just the backlinks that they probably should have. Now, the rest of it is pretty much manual, but that part I like to get going right away because it takes a little bit of time for those tools like SEMrush or Ahrefs to set up that project and do all the compiling of that information. But from there, I have a structure. I have basically a Word document that has an outline, which you can find. There's also a page on my site, how to do SEO audits. Okay. And it outlines like everything that's in there. And I think it's 11 or I think it's like 11 steps right now. Sometimes I'll see things in there that I add. But I'll follow through with that. And, you know, the next step after that, the most important part and the part that almost nobody does is taking the keywords that they want to rank for and specific ones that have a decent volume and that are going to win them meaningful business. And I will analyze the actual search engine's results page for those specific keywords. And what I'll do is I'll look at the top 10 results and I will analyze each of those pages. And what I'm looking for are patterns. Mm-hmm. You know, what's, you know, not only just the title tags and, you know, what phrases are mentioned in that page, what topics is that page talking about? What things are being mentioned? Maybe my client is trying to sell a product and they're trying to rank a product page for this specific term, but everything that's in the top 10 is an informational page. And so what they need to do to rank is actually create an informational page mm-hmm. in order to rank that term. So those are the things that can't be determined by an automated tool or an automated report to tell you. You can, you know, make this page, but it's if it doesn't fit the pattern of what Google is ranking and what people are actually looking for when they type in that search term, then it's not going to rank. And the point of this is not only to help me give them a recommendation, but it's also to show them in hard evidence that that's what they need to do.
Okay, just going back to the automated versus the manual SEO audit, I guess we can say that automated is more like showing data about the website, whereas, you know, manual is basically showing information based on that data. You access the data, but you process it and give them information and actionable information, right?
Yeah, exactly. Instead of just saying, you know, this site has a bunch of backlinks and, you know, you need more.
That doesn't really
tell them anything. No, what I'm looking for is an exact pattern. So I'll give you an example. I had a photographer mm-hmm. that I did an audit for not long ago. Now they do international business. A lot of their clients come from outside of their country. And I did, you know, that's one of the things is I'll show them like, hey, like, but you know, most of the time, most clients, if they're not ranking, it's because they don't have backlinks. They don't have the volume. They don't have the different domains. Now, this individual, they had all a comparable link profile. They had as many domains as their competitors. They had as many links as their competitors. So that wasn't the issue. But when I started digging in, one thing that I did notice is there was key specific sites that their competitors all seemed to have links from. They were basically photography profile sites. And some of them, you know, is like a yearly membership. Some of them you had to apply with examples of your work. But it was too strong of a pattern to ignore. And I noticed that this individual didn't have profiles on any of these. So one of the strong recommendations that I made in this SEO audit is I said, you need to have profiles on these 6 or 7 sites. That's going to help you come up in the rankings because all the competitors that you're trying to outrank all have these. Everything that's in the top 10 for these specific terms, all these people have profiles there. And that's too strong of a coincidence to ignore. Google sees those sites linking to their websites as, you know, meaningful information. So you need to do the same thing.
Yeah, very specific use case example. Like in this case, like normally you wouldn't give this kind of suggestion to a normal business type of website, but in this case it does apply, and I guess it would work for them as well, because Google does take authority websites in the same niche very seriously. So, okay. Now, stepping back a little bit, now you mentioned you use Ahrefs for keyword research, like all those offsite parameter research, like backlinks, keywords, like besides Ahrefs, do you use any other tool as well?
Yeah, KW Finder is one that I use. That's you also get SERP Checker, which is useful because I can simulate the Google Maps in that, and that's at the Mangools site. But I pay for that one. That's the other one that I think is a tool in my toolbox that I lean on heavily.
And this was like for offsite checking. Like, what about the onsite elements and content? How deep you go with your content analysis and technical SEO analysis during the SEO audit?
Right. So, like I said, if I have all the time in the world, I mean, I can analyze like every single keyword, but it's a really painstaking process. So what I do with the content analysis is I'm gonna pick, you know, maybe like a dozen or two dozen specific things that are going to bring them the most business. And with most businesses, you know, that's more than sufficient. Mm-hmm. But what I do is look at the specific pages that they're trying to rank for and give suggestions of how to change those pages, because that's the other element in that is what's on the page usually needs to be improved. It's really hard to rank for a search term if you're not going in depth like the other sites that are ranking are. And I do give suggestions too as to overall content strategy. Most of the time, no matter what the industry, the sites that have more robust content on their site tend to win. And it's not always just blogs. Sometimes it's resource guides. Sometimes it's specific types of PDFs. But there's almost always a key that, or keys, multiple keys that you need to be looking for as far as the patterns of what's ranking. And that's what I'm looking for, is just what is your site missing that these other sites seem to have.
Okay. So when a client comes with a business website, like how do you decide how many pages you want to analyze and, you know, put in the SEO audit or take into account? Like some sites will also have blog posts, like 1500 blog posts besides the main keyword anchor pages. So how do you decide which all things to include or which all things to include in your SEO analysis that forms the SEO audit report?
That's a good question. So, you know, like I said, it's really hard to analyze like 1500 posts.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's not going to happen. What I like to do is focus my time on what's bringing them the most traffic, okay, or what has brought them the most traffic in the past. There's a audit that I did for a site. They talk about a specific type of software, and what this person came to me, they were wanting an audit because they had noticed that they were dropping off. They had had a certain level of traffic and then it had dipped down, and they were concerned about that. And so what I did is I looked at their top 20 pages that had dipped down in traffic. And by fixing that fixed a lot of their overall traffic problems. I mean, I don't know, like, about you, like, how your site is. Mm-hmm. But for my site, like, most of the traffic comes from, you know, maybe 30 pages.
Yeah.
And that's the majority of the traffic. And that's, like, less than one-tenth of all the pages on my site. Most of content heavy sites that have a lot of blog traffic, or they have like an extensive blog. Maybe they've been blogging for 8 or 9 years. Most of the time, that rule holds true. Like 10 to 20% of your content brings most of your traffic.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's where I focus.
And when you do the offsite, checking for the offsite elements, besides the backlinks and keywords, are there any other aspects that you take into account while doing the SEO audit?
Right. Oh, great, great question. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are trying to compete in local SEO, whether they're an electrician or a plumber or a manufacturing plant or a HVAC or an auto repair shop, whatever. They're trying to compete in local SEO most of the time. And so, especially in local, what Google finds other sites are saying about your site determines where you're going to rank for certain terms. And what I mean by that is, let's say that you're trying to, rank for website design, but your Yelp says that you're like IT service, or, you know, the YP.com has you in like web hosting as a business category. Mm-hmm. Google's not going to see that as a strong signal that you're about website design. That's one of the things that we try and get everything in the same categories. That's a really important part. A lot of people too, like if you're trying to rank in local SEO, a lot of people don't even have specific profiles. Like Yelp, some people don't have a Yelp. And it's like, well, you know, I hate Yelp. You know, people leave like negative reviews and we don't like that. We don't want that. But the truth of the matter is if you don't have a Yelp and you're trying to rank in any type of local SEO situation, you're missing a key component. Google absolutely looks at Yelp for every single local SEO type of situation. If you don't have a Yelp, you're not going to rank as high as you could. And for specific industries, mm-hmm. there are specific sites that you need to be looking at. If you're a lawyer, you absolutely need to take care of your Avvo profile. If you're a doctor, you need to have a good health grades profile. If you're a realtor, then you need to have like a Zillow or a Trulia a profile. And every single business has a correlated site like that. You know, if you're a contractor, you know, Home Advisor, Angie's List, all these types of things, you need to be on those. So we're absolutely looking at those things. And again, it's pattern matching. It's just saying, what do these other sites have in common that are ranking high that you don't have?
Okay, cool. So our SEO audit report is done. Now let's talk about the format in which you deliver your report. Like, firstly, for making your report, do you use any fancy secret tool? Like what are the tool set that you use to build your report, and in which format do you deliver it to your client?
Yeah, so I just deliver a PDF. I mean, mm-hmm. I probably could stand to spend some more time on the design. I had a designer friend who pointed that out to me. Yeah, I absolutely probably could, you know, put a little bit more effort into the design. But basically, I'm just putting together a Word document and then just saving it as a PDF. Okay. And it's nothing, you know, super crazy.
And do you also attach any, you know, Excel sheets or data files for extra reference for clients, or like, is it a big no, just the PDF?
If there's things that I think that they need to look at, I will do that. You know, I'm working with one client now. They actually do a lot of work in Excel. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, attaching certain things, you know, for their edification, such as here's your competitors, here's like some of the backlinks they have, you know, I will do that. Or here's your rankings report. I can deliver that in an Excel. But you know, not every client is like that. Some clients are, you know, they just zone out on that and they just want to know, did my rankings go up? Did they go down? And most importantly, how most of these clients really know that it's working is they're getting more orders. They're getting more phone calls. They're getting more inquiries through their contact form. If I can do that, then, you know, the follow-up reports like the bi-weekly, you know, follow-up of like, here's where your ranking went up or down. That kind of takes care of itself. But I do send those too, just so that they can see that the changes that we've made are having an effect.
And we are living in the video world. So do you also do one-to-one video while delivering your report just to have better understanding of the report content with your client?
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes it depends on what they want to do. Sometimes we'll do a conference call. Sometimes we'll do a video call. It's mm-hmm. not set in stone, but you know, it's whatever's more comfortable for the client. But I can go either way.
Okay, cool. Now let's talk about something a lot of people would be interested in knowing. Not just who want an SEO audit, but who also want to offer the SEO audit services, which is pricing. So besides time, creating an in-depth SEO report require good amount of technical know-how plus experience, because there are so many variables that you need to, you know, analyze and build the report. So do you offer the SEO audit service on a fixed price, or is it like a custom quote depending on the website in question or the industry in question?
A great question. Yeah, that's an excellent question. So I have a floor for the price of the audit, because it does take time, even if it's a smaller site.
Yeah.
It's going to take a certain amount of time just to go through the different sections of it. But the bigger the site, like the more the price is going to go up, or if I think that it's a more competitive playing field, it depends on how much competition they have or what I think they're going to have, or the size of the site. So the price does vary. It's not a fixed price because I don't believe in that, because, you know, a smaller business like a mom and pop shop, they're not going to get as much value out of it as say like a larger corporation. They're going to get two different sets of value out of it. So yeah, it does vary.
I believe you don't have pricing information on your website explicitly because of this very reason.
I don't have explicit. Yeah, I don't sell SEO packages.
Yeah,
where I'm going to build you like, you know, X number of links each month, or, and I don't have specific pricing for the SEO audit, because that's the thing that I've noticed a lot with, you know, other friends that sell web services. When you start to make everything the same, you often get hurt because, well, the smaller clients too, you know, the smaller places that are like, you know, one or two people, like they don't often see the value in paying a lot of money. So they'll usually just skip on that altogether. That's what I found.
Yeah. That's a buzzword called productizing your service.
Yeah. It doesn't always work. I mean, it works for some people. I don't think it's a thing for me. But you get punished too if you put a price up there. Let's say if I'm selling an SEO audit for, we'll just say that I'm selling it for $900. And then a big, you know, national size corporation wants to do an SEO audit on all their different sites. You know, that's not going to work out for me. That's just going to put me behind the eight ball. So that's why I don't put prices up there.
Now, you mentioned it takes a lot of time to, you know, do the analysis and build the SEO. So how much time does it take to prepare a detailed SEO report, say, for a 10-page small business website?
So a 10-page, I could probably, you know, a 10-page, I could probably do that in 4 or 5 days. To be quite honest, it depends on like what the rest of my workload looks like. Because I'm not just doing only that audit in a given week. I have other clients, you know, too, on the roster. So, I like to give myself about 7 business days to do everything. That seems to give me enough time to go deep mm-hmm. on the various sections and give a meaningful, report. to where the client is also getting a ton of value out of it, and compile the information, do the analysis, and come up with a good list of recommendations.
Okay, now circling back to the free SEO audit report offering, which is spread all over the internet. Now, a client questioning you why you're charging for something that I can get for free without understanding the, you know, the whole process and the differentiating value that you provide. Now, for such clients or for such leads, do you invest time explaining that this is different from those automated SEO audit services, or you just let it pass and focus on the next one?
Yeah, I mean, not every prospect. It's okay if I don't. Not every prospect wants to invest. Not everybody is going to have the same level of sophistication. You know, some people, they might have built their own website, or they think that all web design or web development or marketing should be, you know, cheap. And if they're at that level of sophistication, I'll basically tell them, and I'll jump on the phone with them and I'll explain to them what they're getting. And I'll send them a link to not only the audit page, but the blog article of how to do SEO audits. And they can read up on it. And if they're still not convinced, then I don't press the issue any further. I'm not trying to convince them of something that they're never going to be convinced of.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bad power dynamic to do that. They either get it or they don't.
Okay. Now you've shared the possible SEO improvements that can be done as highlighted by the SEO audit report and the process that you've done for a specific client. Now, after you've done that, how do you handle client expectations of getting immediate results, as SEO is a slow process and it takes time? So how do you handle the client's expectation? Oh, I want the results. Now you've highlighted the problem. Solve them real quick for me.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I almost say never. There's only one. There's one time that I had that issue, and it was a client that somebody else, they handed off to me, and then I came to the same conclusion that original agency did. Basically, you know, anybody that's going to invest in the SEO audit, or they're going to invest in, you know, a 3 or a 6 or a 9 month run with SEO, they usually understand that it's going to take a little bit of time. And even if miraculously, let's say that somehow miraculously, I had a team of 100 people and we did all the content, redesigned the site, built all the links, did everything in 1 week, it still is not going to, Google is still not going to, you know, reflect those changes the next day. Google puts an intentional delayed reaction on things like that, because SEOs would do experiments. They would make one little change, see if things, you know, had an effect in the search engine results. And then they would say, aha, that was a factor, or that wasn't a factor. And because of that, Google has a variance of delayed reaction anyway. So even if you did everything in, you know, 1 or 2 days, it's still not going to reflect right away.
Yeah, because Google doesn't take the knee-jerk changes that quickly. Like, even the hosting goes down for a day or so, you won't lose your ranking, because Google is not that quick to, you know, Google is smart enough for that. Now, all those clients that you handle for SEO audit, like, what percentage of clients get, you know, funneled into from SEO audit to your package SEO services, be it monthly or yearly? What is the percentage conversion for you?
Yeah. So if it depends on the size of the organization, usually, if it's one person, like a sole proprietorship, uh-huh, or that person is usually the person that built their own site and they're very DIY, most of the time they take the suggestions and implement them themselves. if they have the time to build the site themselves in the first place, or you know, maybe their spouse or whatever it is, then they usually take care of it themselves. Now, for any type of organization that seems to be bigger than that, if it's like two or three people all the way up to, you know, hundreds of people, mm-hmm. they usually will sign up for whatever we agree on, whatever the time frame is that we say we need to get all this done. Here's how long it's going to take. They almost 100% sign up for that because they just don't have time, and it's easier to just have me do it.
So besides SEO, audit report going into SEO services, the funnel, you know, the good funnel, what other services you get, you know, into this funnel for people who are done with your SEO audit? Do they subscribe to other services that you offer?
Right. It's usually case by case. Mm-hmm. One advantage that I have, I think, is, you know, I did cut my teeth building sites, you know, for other people. Like, I spent the first 5 years of my career.
We all have done that.
mostly building sites for larger agencies. So, you know, I did like 100 sites before I ever started selling SEO. So I can do that for them. And usually what I'll do, you know, this is the thing that I'll bring this up too. If I'm selling them a 6-month package, mm-hmm. most people that I know, they sell like the website design as like one thing. We're going to redo your site. That's one thing. And then if you want SEO, that's like another thing.
Yep.
I do not do that. Because most of the time what I find is part of the reason why these sites aren't ranking is the design needs some work.
Yeah.
So what I do is if we're signing up for 6 months or more, I'm going to, and if it needs to be done, I'm going to redo that site as part of that. And I'm going to structure the pricing in a way to where I feel okay with that. Because mm-hmm. I want, at the end of the day, I want them to rank. Yeah. I want them to do better, and I'm going to do what it takes.
Okay. Circling back, like you mentioned that you tried for that free automated thing as a funnel and it didn't bring any clients. So what do you do now to get new leads that actually convert into your manual SEO audit process?
Good question. I'm still doing the blog. But one thing that I've started doing, and I started doing this, I think it was around March of 2018, was I got back on my YouTube channel and I started posting videos about SEO.
Okay.
And I've been doing that, you know, so for like 15 months. Mm-hmm. I think for the last, I'm not even sure how many months it's been at this point, maybe 6 months. I don't know. But I've been doing videos every day on YouTube about SEO. And I've gotten clients from that. I get inquiries from that, from people who find it. Not all of them turn into clients, but I have got clients from just doing that, just putting stuff on YouTube. So basically it's just blogging and YouTube. I probably could do more. I could definitely do more with my email list. And I could do more with, you know, social media, I'm sure, but I just, it would stretch me a little bit too much at this point. So I'm just focusing on the things that I can be consistent with, and I'm just doing that.
And have you tried the paid methods like Facebook ads, Instagram ads, LinkedIn ads, those methods of acquiring leads?
Now I've done Facebook ads. I didn't really get anything from it. I've done Twitter ads, didn't really get anything from it. I basically have like one AdWords campaign, mm-hmm. and it's just against like SEO for manufacturing, SEO for manufacturers, mm-hmm. just so I'm up there. I think I'm ranking like top 5 for that right now, like in the country, which is okay. So it's not bad. But, you know, the paid ad, hardly anybody clicks on it anyway. but I just want people to see the brand name up there, you know, okay, if they're searching for that.
Yeah, because you are never satisfied until you reach number one on number one page, because even number two on number one page doesn't, you know, look that good, right?
Yeah. I mean, you want to be in the running. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. You want to be in there.
Okay, let's shift the gears and talk about your toolbox. So which are your current five favorite tools that power your online business?
Okay, five tools. Ahrefs, KW Finder.
Okay.
Bright Local.
Which is for?
Bright Local is a local SEO tool.
Okay.
You can set up reports in there, but they also do things like a local citation burst. So if you need to build like citations outside of you know, Yelp and YP.com and HotFrog and stuff like that, they can do all those, you know, second, third tier ones pretty quick.
Okay. So
what, you know, email and FreshBooks.
Okay.
That's what I use for invoicing. So those five things, I'm pretty basic.
Basic works.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Keep it easy.
Okay, which is a recommended web hosting service?
My site is hosted on WP Engine right now. But the you know, if you're on a budget, you could use SiteGround. But Kinsta is also a good alternative to WP Engine. So,
do you use any page builder?
I have one client where I did use a page builder just because that one's more like it's a legacy account. It's like a web dev account. And what they wanted to do, it would be like really a pain to do it without a page builder. So we use Beaver Builder for that. But normally I don't use a page builder. Normally I'm setting it up using advanced custom fields and building a custom theme.
And which, do you use any out of the box WordPress theme, base theme for building, or is it like completely custom?
Completely custom.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I'm a glutton for punishment, I'm telling you. It's just, I'll tell you this too. Like I have like a couple clients now. I didn't build their site, but you know, they came on as SEO clients and they have sites in Divi. It's
no comments.
I think it's just what you're used to. If you're used to building in Beaver Builder, if you're used to building in Elementor, or if you're used to building in Divi, then it's easy. But you know, if you're not used to that,
yeah,
it's a pain.
It's a jungle, and you never know where the next bite comes from. You know,
yeah.
It can be difficult because a lot of these theme ecosystem are very different from each other. Like even manipulating a header would be altogether a different animal in Divi, in Beaver Builder, you name it. Like there's so many ways to, you know, build these things. So the next question, which is your email marketing service preference. Like, do you use anyone?
Yeah, I use MailChimp. I've used them since day one. I like them. It's, you know, pretty easy to build a custom email. But, you know, I have it set up to just go out with my blog RSS, but I'll send standalone emails sometimes too. And I like that one. It's just really easy.
So. And last question, any upcoming tool or service that has caught your eye attention recently?
There's the SEO framework and SEO Press as alternatives to Yoast. Some of the alternatives to Yoast out there are catching my eye. I just haven't had a ton of time to explore all of them, but that's probably something that I will be looking at shortly.
But you are a Yoast user, right?
I'm currently a Yoast user. I have one site where I'm using all-in-one SEO just because of the way that the site is set up. There's some other stuff in the back end. Mm-hmm. That Yoast, it doesn't mix with. So, but yeah, currently But I'm looking at alternatives.
Awesome. So before we wrap this episode, please let our audience know where can they find you and what can you help them with?
Yeah, so you can find me at my website. It's lockdownseo.com. And you can also find me on YouTube every single day. Go to YouTube, and if you search a hashtag lockdownseo, you will find me. If you have an SEO question, I would definitely love to hear it. Comment on any video. I'll read it. I'll make a video that answers that question.
Awesome. It was amazing talking to you about all the SEO goodness and how you can use it to build an SEO audit report. And not just from client perspective, but also from a person who runs an agency, you can offer it as a service and get more expert and niche focused and probably make more money. So thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Devinder. Thank you.
You can join the free web creators community to learn and share with other web creators at webcreatorsgroup.com. And for more goodness, just head over to smartwebcreators.com. And remember, be smart, keep creating. See you next time.